From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. The United States Supreme Court has chosen not to rule on a groundbreaking case out of Florida. Pitting tobacco companies against smokers, this seems to be one strike against the corporations. But as WLRN Miami Herald reporter Wilson Sayer tells us, this isn't the end of the story.
In 2006, the Florida Supreme Court ruled against big tobacco companies. That decision has come to be known as the Engle case. Lifetime smoker, physician, and Miami Beach resident Howard Engle was the lead plaintiff. The ruling says people don't have to prove that cigarettes are addictive, harmful, and cause a slew of diseases when suing tobacco companies. Defective is what the courts called the cigarettes. Sergio Campos is a professor of law at the University of Miami.
It makes it a lot cheaper and easier for individual plaintiffs to bring lawsuits. They don't have to hire experts. They don't have to drag in any sort of technical information about or medical information. It's already been shown that these cigarettes are defective.
The tobacco companies claim just because the cigarettes in that case were defective and dangerous doesn't mean all cigarettes are that way. They appealed the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court, which decided this week not to review the case. Campos says this case doesn't pull at the heartstrings.
It's a little technical and complicated, and the court tends to prefer cases where it's pretty clear what the big issue is.
And the issue of defendants' rights has been a hot topic for the Supreme Court, so it's likely to be on the docket in the future. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
You can connect with WLRN Miami Herald News on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter at WLRN. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Paul Leary.